right, and here we are. This is the Working Title Show with Zach Sams, and we are back. All right. We are back. This is the Working Title Show with Zach Sams. And man, do we have a cool show today, don't we?
I think so.
It's going to be good.
And the name, the guest names are getting more and more like, what's the good, famous, little notoriety here? I don't know how this happened, but wow.
You're welcome. I decided to come back. So are you, you're not talking about me?
Oh, no. You did something. Yeah, okay.
I thought you were talking about me.
Well,
I'm kind of becoming a big deal.
You're kind of a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah. As Anchorman would say, you have many leather-bound books.
That's right.
Yeah. So Jeff Stahlbach's here with us. Jeff, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And Jeff, you're the partner of Stahlbach Capital.
Stahlbach Capital, yep.
So the show is mostly, we talk about real estate a lot. We're all real estate guys. But today we're going to kind of bridge real estate and sports. And Dallas, this has to be, I want you to tell us about this, but this has to be one of your most popular articles.
For sure. I mean,
I
wrote one article one time about, you know, don't California my Dallas. I think that got the most clicks I ever have. But the bracket thing's been great. And, you know, this year we had selectors from 17 to 77 that voted on it to come up with who made the field of 64. So, and then for people from all over the city, different walks of life, people that are retired, kids in high school. So, you know, and it's interesting to see who they think the 64 best are, but, you know.
Take us back to the beginning, because this is the third year. So how did it start?
Yeah, the first year I talked to my editors at the Morning News and said, I want to do a bracket. And they're like, I'm going to do a what? Well, how are you going to write about a bracket? I said, I want to do a bracket of Dallas's greatest icons. They're like, why do you want to do that? I was like, I want to find out. Like, I know who I think. But I remember that first year, you know, you had El Phoenix downtown against the Mansion. And there are no rules in this. Like, I know people will ask me at the event.
That one?
El Phoenix downtown beat them pretty soundly.
I love that, I'm sure.
Yeah. But, you know, it what that one really showed me is how much people love the fair. Because things, the Fletcher's Corny Dogs, I mean, you had all of these fair-related entities that did great. And so, I mean, this is kind of a fun way to crowdsource something. The news is good enough to do this where it's not behind the paywall. Anybody can go online and vote. And this is just, you know, I mean, there's no editing. You know, if you know, Coach Landry gets beat in the first round, then he's out of the tournament. I mean, so,
you know. As of right now, is this bracket live yet?
It will be, yes. When this airs, yes, it'll be live, and people can go on in the opinion page, and it'll pop up.
So you don't have to get past the paywall.
Or you can just the easiest way to find it is just Google, you know, Dallas Cothram, Dallas Morning News.
We'll
it'll take
to
you
it.
To my landing page. Yeah. It'll be easy to find.
Yeah, we can link to it
but,
as well.
But last year,
year one was
Big Tex beat.
Big Tex
I don't
won.
Think it was it was a surprise. Big Pet Tex beat Reunion Tower in the finals.
So that was Dallas iconic locations.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
So year two was
bygone Dallas. Things that were gone.
Here.
And I was stunned that Mrs. Baird's Bakery won because it didn't even make my top 16. And it beat,
here.
Yeah. It beat the Cotton Bowl. Played in the Cotton Bowl.
Wow.
Now that was me. I mean, I wanted to very distinctly say the Cotton Bowl, when it was played in the Cotton Bowl, was way different. It's great that the Cotton Bowl still exists, but that was an iconic game. They had the parade downtown. It was a big deal for Dallas.
Well, thankfully for Texas, Oklahoma, we still use it, but yeah.
Right, but we got, like, it was like a second kind of event that, you know, before we had all these pro sports teams, you know, I remember my dad was on the council, Georgia came in to play in the 70s, and I remember going to Love Field, and we'd always go as a kid, my brother and I would welcome the visiting team that was playing the Southwest Conference team. Man, I thought that was super cool as a little kid. My dad always gave him a proclamation. None of the other council members typically cared about sports. Right. So my dad was always like, well, we're going to welcome the team. I was like, yeah,
well,
we're going to welcome
fact,
the team.
Fun That's... fact, my dad won 4 Cotton Bowls in a row.
Oh, I did not know this.
He played for Coach Royal, right?
He did in Texas. So I had, but there's another guy whose
dad. The Texas OU game or the Cotton Bowl?
Cotton Bowl,
the actual
Cotton Bowl. And they won a couple national championships. And
that's so cool.
And then that's where he stopped.
But Jeff's dad went one more, so
yeah. He lost in the Cotton Bowl, though.
Oh, he did? Oh, wait. What? Okay. No, we
they lost to Texas.
Did.
He lost to Texas.
In 68?
63.
Oh, yeah.
Was the Army-Navy game like most famous college game, or is there one? That's the one I always think about. Was there one more famous than that?
Yeah, they were, I mean, his junior year when he won the Heisman, they were like number two in the country.
Yeah.
They had two losses. I've heard him tell the story 1,000 times. They had two losses that year, both in the Cotton Bowl. So they lost to SMU.
Wow.
They lost to SMU on a Friday night. It's an interesting weekend. You can probably find it. But I've been told that Friday night was Navy, SMU. Saturday was Texas OU. And Sunday was like Green Bay and Dallas or something crazy.
All at the Cotton Bowl.
At the Cotton Bowl, like that weekend.
Why do we do that anymore?
I know Texas OU was there because my dad went to the game. He went to the Texas OU game the next day. Several of the midshipmen did. So, yeah, they lost to SMU there, and then they came in second ranked in the country and lost to Texas for the national championship.
Wow.
I didn't know it. That's a good book idea. Thank you.
And they got
the greatest football we've ever.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Definitely a good, definitely
you know,
a great
that
article.
That was in the era where, you know, my dad had tickets to both, the Texans and the Cowboys. There was a home game every weekend at the Cotton Bowl.
Right.
You know, so, okay, so yes, this is my, by far, this is my favorite thing I do every year. And I think they thought the first time, all right, we'll let Dallas have a little fun. Now the paper is a big believer in. This is very popular, and it's so great for me. I will have people that they're working on it, husband and wife, or they're doing it with their kids, and they'll send me pictures of their bracket that they're doing by hand.
Yeah.
And so this is, it's fun for me, and it's really fun for me to see what do the readers and people in Dallas-Fort Worth think about, you know, the region, and it informs, like, you know, my bracket doesn't look like this. You know, my job is to put together the best. I came up with like 196, you know, Olympians and contributors, writers, owners, athletes.
So what was the criteria to be a sports person in this? Because a writer's not an athlete, but they're covering
sports.
That's
right. They're covering sports. So, okay. And, you know, like President Bush wasn't an athlete, but he's been a sports fan. He's been an owner here.
Right.
You know, if you played your, like Richmond Webb, he didn't make the field, but he was a Roosevelt lineman. He was, I think, the 7th pick in the NFL draft, was really good, couple-time Pro Bowler. You know, one of the best DISD players. He's from here. He played for the Dolphins, but he's eligible. So
was the regional part DFW? Because you had Hogan in there, and
yeah,
he's
Hogan's
a Fort
in
Worth
there,
guy.
Sammy Ball.
Right. Okay.
LaDainian Tomlinson, TCU guy, didn't make it. You know, which as a TCU guy, yeah, no, there's some that really hurt.
I mean, LT. So thank you for putting me on your committee. It was, you know. So very honored.
What I filled out was the committee.
Yeah, that was a committee. Yes, right.
So you helped get us narrowed down
to 64.
That's right. And this was is the first year.
Was I on the committee?
No, you're not on the committee. No, sorry.
You actually were. You just
didn't.
Argyle people aren't on the committee.
Well, you were on it. You meant you didn't vote. You get a hoe. You just didn't show up the polls. But this was the first year the votes were so close that we had play-in games. Like Fergie Jenkins had a play-in game against Kenny Rogers at our event, and Fergie won. And Julio Franco beat Jim Sundberg, which I tried to lobby all the people that were there. But I had a Jim Sundberg poster in my room as a kid.
You didn't
have
Charlie Huff either, the greatest knuckleball.
He was on the list.
Was he on the list?
He was on the list, but he didn't make it. Yeah. Bobby Witt was on it. Bobby Witt Jr. was. I mean, I was a little disappointed this year that I voted, but I gave extra points for people that were from here who were great players, and it didn't matter where they played. Like Yale Larry, who is a all NFL 1950s guy and is a Hall of Famer and was a TCU guy. He's from
Larry
Fort
Johnson.
Worth. Yeah, or he's a Texas guy, but he grew up in Fort Worth. That's a guy that didn't make the field, but he's one of the greatest football players at the high school level, was a great collegiate at Texas, and then played for the Lions. So, you know.
What about Tommy Maddox?
Tommy Maddox, great. He was a great basketball player. He let me up for 30 and was then an NFL quarterback. He was on the list. He didn't make it. I mean, you know, Oliver Miller didn't make it.
He let you up for 30?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I had 27 at the Whataburger tournament. He was a great basketball player. I mean, I can assure you.
I wonder who the best baseball player is to come out of town.
Kerry
Wood?
Kerry Wood didn't make the field. That was one that I thought.
Kershaw.
You know, Greg Swigert's from here.
Kershaw.
You know,
Kershaw's better.
And he's a 3 seed.
And now, Jeff, I will say, you were a baseball player, weren't you? You played a little minor league ball?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, Trevor Story didn't make it. He's an awfully good player from here.
What did you play
Corey
baseball?
Corey Kluber.
Where? What did you play?
I was like a backup catcher, DH.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got
most of my bats in college were DH.
I got an eighth grader that's diehard baseball that both of you, we got to talk after this.
Okay.
And we're also on the list of Jesuits, so that's another conversation. So, big week coming up.
Yeah. All right, we want to start with Friday, look right? at the bracket?
No. Yeah, I think we should.
Let's start with the Landry.
Something like that. Yeah.
Let's start with the Landry bracket. So, Coach Landry, and, you know, Porsche. Jeff, you'll probably speak to this. Porsche I hardly Kermit. Everyone heard anyone not call him Coach Landry.
Right.
Didn't the other coaches even call him Coach Landry?
You know what? That's a good question. Probably.
How in the world did you put up Tom Landry versus Shikari Richards?
She had
top seed, low seed.
She was one of the six. She's the lowest vote getter in the tournament.
But, Dallas, just to back up for a minute. So, you had 190 names to start with?
196 names. Write-ins were allowed, you know. And I missed Jason Kidd on my list, and he made it. So, you know.
So, you all got 190 names, and then you all got together to decide
People send in their ballots, 1 through 40. So, if you think Coach Landry is the best, most important, you give them 40 points. This was the first year the most different people got number one on somebody's. Like Madonna, the great Dallas Star, was on the list. Beltre, Nolan Ryan, Aikman, Coach Landry, Staubach.
Which, if you're a big hockey guy, you're probably going to have Madonna
up there. And then Byron Nelson and Scotty Scheffler also got number one votes from some people. So, and Doak Walker did. So, you know, some of it I look, because I know who's voting. Certainly, some of the guys that are maybe in ladies in their 70s are going to vote for Don Meredith over Tony Romo.
Sure.
But Don Meredith advanced. So I try to have a range of ages and people from all over town.
So because this is not going to be a 3.5-hour show, I was thinking, looking through these, let's go quick round one. Like,
sure.
And round two even, and then let's get into the meat. Like
great.
Once we get them down just a little bit.
Yeah.
So obviously Tom Landry, I'm going number one seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree with that.
I think Josh Hamilton beats Nasty Liukin.
Okay.
I love the next matchup. Wilson guys.
Same high school.
Yeah. Same high school. And there's another one we'll see later in the basket that. Bracket.
How many high schools have two Heisman winners? Do you know?
Only Woodrow, except, you know, the Archie Griffin won two, so I guess his high school has two, but the same guy.
Okay.
Woodrow is the home of the Heisman.
Yep.
Wow. So I would go O'Brien.
Yeah, probably so. Mike Madonna wins. He was an immensely popular player.
Tim Brown's
player.
A Hall of Famer.
I don't know. I picked Tim Brown on mine.
I mean, David Maybe O'Brien, so. Good.
You got to have an upset every now and then.
No, they'll beat you'll find they're going to beat some.
12 always beats a five.
You know, Michelle Carter maybe.
Yeah.
Beat Chris Young. I mean, but maybe not. I think people are real happy with Chris and the Rangers winning that 2023 World Series.
Yeah, I picked Chris.
Do you have a pen?
I got a pen.
Are we going to write these down?
We'll remember.
Okay. We'll remember.
You know, the Tech Strand Mark McGuire, that's a sleeper one. I could see Mark McGuire advancing.
We already picked Chris Young?
Not on my list.
Yeah, I picked Chris.
Lee Trevino. I'm a golfer.
I'm going with the Manster.
Yeah, I'm going with the Manster, too. So there are more Cowboys in it than any other. 13 Cowboys, 10 Rangers, only 3 Stars. And I think.
See, how do we pick the tiebreaker between?
Well, you just have to pick. That's the hard part.
I picked Trevino.
I picked Trevino.
Okay, that's fine.
Randy?
You can go with Trevino.
And then
Pudge.
That was easy.
Easy one. Can we go to the next slide?
Yeah, let's move on to the next one. Okay, Dirk's the number 2 seed in the field.
How is the president a 16 seed?
Well, he just didn't get any votes.
He made it. There he is.
He did. He made it. He just didn't make my list. I missed him on my 190.
Gotcha.
So I think Dirk beats President Bush, but that's a pretty good 16 seed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Princeton in the old days, sneaking into the tournament.
I'm going Ben Hogan.
Same with me.
Okay, I agree.
I think you got to go Hogan.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson beats Jason Kidd.
Yep.
This is a real tough one here.
I like Steve Nash over
I like
Beltre.
Steve Nash, too.
I took Beltre.
Yeah, but his success was not here. Well, I mean, it wasn't.
Nash?
Yeah, well,
he was.
This is going to be one of the ones to really watch. These guys were both really popular.
Yeah.
Really?
Beltre got a number one
vote.
You
like Beltre or Nash? You're the tiebreaker.
I'm going Beltre.
Okay.
Beltre makes it.
Sammy Ball. Yeah,
Sammy Ball.
For sure.
Nolan. Sorry,
for
Tony.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Corey's, I don't know.
Blackie Sherrod's going to win.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think either one of these guys is going to make it past the second round.
So. I don't either.
No, they're not.
And then here we got another high school thing. Scottie Scheffler squares off against his old athletic director, Coach Randy Allen.
See, that's just a shame because I would have put Randy above.
Well,
This
is the way the math worked out.
I know. Obviously, Scotty. Got to go Scotty. Okay, next slide.
Turco.
No bias here.
Yeah. That's for you, Marty. You're watching.
I'm actually kind of surprised he's a 16 seed. I mean,
he was a great guy.
Well, he's got better beer than my dad.
I'm sorry, but you got outvoted.
Rod, you're going to win.
Sorry, Marty.
Now, here's an interesting one. You would think if we had done this 2 years ago, Luca would have been, I think, way higher on people's list. Yeah, he would have been a much higher seed.
He'd have been traded,
for sure.
There are plenty.
Higher seed.
Yeah.
And here he is, an underdog against Andy Don.
I took Don.
I think Luca's going to win.
I do too.
I would have picked Don.
Yeah. I'm going to vote for Don Meredith. But
went to an NFL championship.
Luca or Don?
Oh, I picked Don.
You also got to remember Don Meredith. Meredith owned the Dr. Pepper record for most points in a game for about 40 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, was a great early Cowboy. I mean, you know, and then a great broadcaster.
Right. Unfortunately, most of his voters are dead. But you're right.
He's a good contributor. Yes,
he is.
All right.
We're going Don. Sorry, Luca. Damn, that was a quick out for Luca.
Yeah.
Larry Johnson?
Grandmama.
The Skyline Great. Yes.
I mean, Cliff's a Hall of Famer. Grandmama's not, is he?
No, he's not. Injuries cut his career short.
Right. I didn't know Cliff, honestly, and so I had to look him up. And after reading his bio, and I chose him just because he seemed...
Baptist.
Yeah.
He's a free agent, right?
Yeah.
Free agent signee.
He's part of that 75 class. Yeah.
But like I'm telling you, at my age, when I became aware of Larry Johnson, it was after he had finished high school. I remember him as a Charlotte Hornet.
Well, I can assure you.
I was surprised. I knew he was from Dallas, but I was surprised when I found
that. A lot of voters, I think, evaluate he's the best high school player to come out of here. I think it's terrible Tyrese Maxey didn't make the field. This was not a kind vote for Dallas Hoopers. Like Alton Lister isn't on here. Dave Stallworth, who was the first guy, Lincoln High School guy.
Roy Tarpley.
Yeah.
He's not a local Hooper, but
did any of the high school players ever play for the Mavericks? Because it didn't look like any of them
ever did. Sasser kid. Kurt Thomas. Yeah.
Thomas did.
Hillcrest.
Yeah. Hillcrest, yeah.
When
Oliver Miller.
Former Southwest.
Yeah. So when Roy Tarpley got suspended, he came to Wichita Falls, Texas to play for the
CBA team.
Yeah. And it was awesome. I was like in sixth grade, seventh grade. It's great.
All right, here's another interesting one. What'd
we decide on? Grandmama?
I'd say Grandmama.
All right.
Okay.
Michael Johnson and Dr. Cooper.
I'm going Dr. Cooper.
I'm going Dr. Cooper, too.
Yeah.
He really popularized jogging and fitness. He's important across the country. Right. I mean, he's the father
of aerobics.
I think he advances and beats Larry Johnson or Cliff Harris. I think that's a seed. I think we see a 13 seed make the Sweet 16 here.
Yeah, if you said the Cooper Clinic, people would probably vote more.
Now, here's an issue. Yeah. One of the most interesting things.
This one was a tough one.
Neither Jerry Jones or Mark Cuban hardly got any votes.
Really?
Yes. Tom Hanks got nearly as many votes as those guys. The voters are not kind.
Zero surprise.
Lamar Hunt or
I grew up watching the Von Erichs.
Me too.
I went to the Sportatorium. I met Kerry Bonser.
Hey, did you really? You didn't see the documentary?
Oh, of course. I saw not a documentary.
No, the movie. That's
Iron Claw.
Good. The Von Erichs are part of our culture.
WCCW.
They live right down the street from us in Argyle when I was a kid.
World class championship wrestling.
I went to WWE SmackDown last weekend.
Yeah.
Jimmy Weebo, the Iron Sheik or whatever, he's a witch.
I mean, he's the father of the NFL. Like
Tyler, did you know the Iron Sheik? He's a Wichita Falls guy.
Who?
Yeah.
Jimmy Weebo, he's from Wichita Falls. The Iron Sheik's from Wichita Falls.
Yeah, that's where they have the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Is in Wichita Falls.
Is it really?
It is. I didn't know that. That's only 5 years.
We should do a road show there.
Yeah, absolutely. Put a little Wichita Falls Country Club. That sounds awesome.
Awesome.
All right, here's one.
I got to go with Lamar Hunt.
Father
I would have been all right.
I mean, started the team here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And soccer. Very important and in soccer. Yeah. And the tornadoes. Yeah.
The Von Erichs probably could have upset someone if it wasn't done.
Quick here, Bob Lilley. Yes.
Yeah.
Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
Spud Webb, Jordan. Ooh, that's a tough one.
Speed's going to win that one.
That was hard for me. I picked Spud, and I'm a golfer.
So one thing that was kind of interesting, both Spud Webb and Tattoo made the field. The voters like the little guys.
Yeah. I got to watch my dad play basketball against Spud
Webb. He won the Dunk Contest 4 years ago. 4 years ago. There's a documentary coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was there.
I mean, the 86 Slam Dunk Contest.
That's right, he was, yeah.
My dad was a voter. Spud Webb dunked on my dad in front of me one time at the sports club in Las Colinas. And it was like, that little guy just jumped
just over. Just high off the ground.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's a cool guy. I've played golf with Spud Webb several times. Good golfer. Carries around a 5'6" handicap. Yeah,
no,
good
player. I'm going with speed, but you guys.
I'm going to go with speed, too.
Speed, yeah.
And then that brings up Byron Nelson's going to blow us by Julio.
Yeah.
Which, then Byron Nelson and Spieth, an interesting matchup.
Oh, man, yeah. Okay.
All right, next last one.
Brenna.
Okay. Oh,
Emmett, obviously.
Okay. Emmett. Sorry, Kathy.
Stafford.
Stafford, Michael Irvin.
Well, yeah. I don't know. People like Tattoo. That I don't think he'll win, but I think it's going to be closer than you think.
Yeah. Yes. Right, yeah, that's a tough one.
I'm going to go with Michael Irvin, but
I went
with
Irvin.
Irvin. Yeah, Irvin.
Doak.
Okay.
Dope.
All three.
Yep.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, Kyle Rupp Jr. and Michael Young.
Michael Young's going to win by far.
He is, and it's probably not right. You remember the Superstars competition?
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Rupp Jr. was a great athlete.
I think a lot of this has to do with
he,
time.
Like, blasted by everybody.
Yes.
In the running.
He's a 400-meter, right?
He was a multi-sport player at Highland Park. Then he was a great soccer player.
Oh, he was a soccer player.
He's probably 65.
Maybe closer to 70. Yeah.
It was like early 80s. He was on the Dallas Tornado. His dad was for the Giants.
Yes.
Kyle Rupp Sr.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But they had this TV show in the 70s, and like he would, of all the pro athletes, he would win this Superstars competition. And
did that ring a bell to you at all?
No.
No,
they,
go back.
They would take athletes from every sport.
Like Glenn Swan. And
then they would have a.
I was born in 81, like so. Yeah.
It was like a. Obstacle course,
swimming, bike riding,
and you competed against other athletes. And Kyle Rowe Jr. was
awesome.
They won't do it anymore.
The Superstars,
the players
injured because of injury.
Because they got paid like $1,000 or something to do it, and that was like real money.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah.
Well, now they would never sprint. I mean, Daryl Green he beat somebody. He smoked it one night.
It'd probably be against their contract.
I mean, if you win $1.8 million by dropping balls down a Plinko thing these days, like, that's a cool show. But it's like, but like, why could we pay them? Hey, we'll pay you $1 million, whoever wins this race.
I'm going to say Michael Young.
I think he wins.
Kershaw.
Yeah, for sure.
This is a tough one.
Bobby Lane and Ernie Banks.
Ooh, I don't have an opinion there.
Ernie Banks is a better baseball player than he was a football player, in my opinion.
I agree with that.
And then Troy, I mean, that's going to be.
Yeah.
Tough draw for Eddie Balfour.
Yeah. Right, so we're going to go round two, same slide.
Yeah, let's start back here. I mean, I think you see Emmett advances all the way.
Beat Stafford, yeah.
Yeah, and
for sure.
Then he, you know,
I think. Doak versus Michael.
I think Doak, I'd like to think Doak Walker wins that one.
I think Irvin
Doak versus Emmett could be interesting just because of the local tie.
Yeah.
And the SMU people.
See, that's funny.
And the Highland Park people.
I think, I think Emmett wins all those for sure.
I think Emmett advances.
I think Irvin
Walker
will.
Let's just close out that bracket and put Emmett here.
That's fine. Let's move Emmett over there.
I think you can put Emmett all the way over there.
Yeah. Emmett makes it all the way over there. And then
Emmett versus Troy or Clayton.
That's going to be Emmett versus, it's going to be.
Aikman.
It's going to be Troy.
Yeah.
And I think Aikman wins.
I don't know. Highland Park, though.
Oh.
Aikman beats Emmett, I think.
That's what I have.
Kershaw and Aikman is going to be an interesting matchup.
Yeah. I mean, they're both.
But you can argue that Emmett's the greatest
ever. I tell you, something crazy could happen. All the ticket listeners could all go and vote for Reiner.
Yeah.
And he could win.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't because he's not on the ticket anymore.
Right, I was about to say.
They won't. That's right. They won't push it.
But if it was like Corby.
The Musers,
Vote.
Yeah.
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 Good call.
All right. All right, so where do we go with here? Emmett
Kershaw,
or Aikman out of this?
Kershaw, Aikman,
Emmett. Aikman and Emmett. And then probably.
I think Aikman wins it.
I do too. All right, let's go back to the next bracket. Quick, pick it through. So we got Aikman for one of our finalists.
I don't see anybody else. No.
There's no one that has a chance against Landry except maybe Pudge.
Yes. But he doesn't have a chance.
I don't think so. Pudge and Landry beats Pudge.
I think so.
Fun fact, did you know that my grandfather looked exactly the same as Tom Landry?
We did.
And he wore the exact same hat. And when he would come to Dallas from Wichita Falls, everyone thought he was Tom Landry. And one time he went into, I don't think it was Neiman's, but it was some similar downtown, like Boulevard. And some man like grabbed him and brought him in his store and was like, I'll make you a suit. Please, if you want to make you a suit, will you wear it in front of everybody? He's like, sure. So, he got a free suit because this guy thought he's Tom Landry and just shooed him out the door.
That's great. Awesome.
He's like, tell everybody where you got this. He's like, okay.
Yeah, he didn't lie.
He just picked a free soup. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Landry out of here.
Yeah, I agree. I had Landry and Trevino all the way to the end, and I had Landry after that.
Okay. So Landry and Pudge, Landry. Okay, so we got, we're going to go to the next one. You're in a tough spot right here.
I took Hogan over Nowitzki.
Oh,
that won't win. But that's just me.
No, it's gonna be Dirk.
Yeah, it'll be Dirk.
Dirk, but
Nolan has a chance. Except he's older.
Scotty, Nolan.
I think Nolan and Dirk.
Jimmy.
I think it's Nolan and Dirk, and I think Nolan has a chance.
So Jimmy versus Dirk.
Yeah, that's Dirk.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you got Nolan versus nobody.
Nolan versus Scotty.
I think it's Nolan.
So y'all think Jimmy beats Dirk?
No.
Okay, you're saying it's gonna be Jimmy and Dirk.
I think it's Dirk and Scotty right here.
Yeah.
I think this is a year where the seeds. This is a good bracket.
I don't think the heavy seeds are gonna fail. I just don't see Coach Allen beating Scotty Scheffler or Blackie beating Scotty, you know.
So you've got Nolan versus Dirk here?
That's what I think.
Yeah, that's probably right. 5,000 strikeouts, like, that's insane.
And I think Nolan has a chance to beat Dirk.
But does Nolan have any championship? No.
No.
No, he did.
He did not win a
World. He did.
Well, he won the Amazing Mets.
Amazing Mets, yeah.
69.
Yeah, early. That was a great documentary on Nolan on Netflix.
Yeah.
Great.
So if you pitch 17 years in the major leagues and have 300 strikeouts a year, you still don't have the strikeout record.
That's incredible.
5,100 strikeouts doesn't get it for you.
How many pitches? So think about this. How many pitches a year would a major leaguer pitch?
Well, no one gets 300 strikeouts anymore.
That was the number.
Yeah, because you don't pitch as much per game.
Pitch more than five or six innings. Yeah.
Right.
How many pitches now you a guy a with, season?
A guy with two complete games or three leads the majors.
Yeah,
Nolan had that many in a month.
What do they get? 25 appearances,
yeah,
plus or minus. So 25 times,
I'd say
80.
And like Nolan almost never had an injury that I can really remember.
That documentary was insane.
It's incredible.
So good.
He was so cool.
I was. This is one of the ones I was really surprised that Nolan was not a one seed. That was really kind of shocking to me when the votes came in.
I think I've convinced myself to go with Nolan for the end of this bracket.
Okay, let's do that. I'm okay with that.
I mean, Dirk.
I think this is the toughest, most competitive bracket, actually.
Is the strikeout record the most unbreakable record in sports?
It is.
Cy Young's career win numbers, maybe.
Tiger Woods, four majors in a row.
Career win numbers
that's
is what?
That's a tough one.
511 or something, I think.
Yeah, that's Cy Young's wins. He doesn't have any Cy Young awards, though.
That's true, Ray. That's a good point.
Nolan doesn't have a Cy Young label?
Cy Young doesn't.
Cy Young.
Oh, so.
There's an old trivia question. Who's the winningest pitcher without a Cy Young award?
Cy Young.
It's Cy Young.
Sort of like what color was George Washington's white horse.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so we can go with Nolan in this bracket?
Make it a little bit interesting? I mean, he's a tough son of the bitch.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Dirk.
I can go with that.
Okay. Next, Brenna, sorry.
So we got Turco versus Meredith.
Yeah, right. No, you're getting vetoed on that one. We got to go Roger.
I can't vote.
Roger, you're not like calling the game here.
I'm going Spieth and Byron. Start from the bottom.
Okay.
Spieth and Byron, Lily and Lamar.
I got to go with 11 wins in a row over Spieth.
So you're going Byron to here.
Because then he quit.
Iron Byron, of course.
He was like the most successful golfer in history, and then he quit to go buy a ranch.
But think about Byron. 90% of the voters are going to have to Google him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm this is just me.
Yeah.
Y'all can change.
That's like, you know, Bob Lilly, people, you know, you could argue he's the greatest cowboy.
Time has a big impact on this.
I'd go Spieth. I mean, I'd go Byron and Bob Lilly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I would
I think Lilly beats Lamar Hunt because he's affiliated with the Chiefs.
Yep.
Yeah, fair.
I agree.
Even though he should be
all right,
and right then there with everybody.
Dr. Cooper and who?
LJ, Grandmama.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Cooper wins.
Yeah, I did too.
All right. So.
So you got Roger and Dr. Cooper.
Yeah, and Roger. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then,
I bet they know
Roger wins that.
Oh, they're well. They've been closed for 50 years.
Yeah.
So okay, you got
Roger beats Cooper for sure.
Yeah. Okay. But that'd be interesting. I think Keith Cooper's a sleeper for the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
That's one of the low seeds that advances.
Okay, so we got
Byron and Lily.
Rogerson, Lily. I still go Byron Nelson.
I do too.
Just it's my deal because I grew up no.
And then Roger beats Byron Nelson.
Yeah.
Okay. I buy that.
Yeah.
I actually think Bob Lilly gets through.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I think Bob Lilly gets through.
I begrudgingly agree with that.
I don't begrudgingly, but you know, you're always sports biased. But yeah. I mean, Staubach's.
Yeah.
He's Roger. He's the greatest.
Right. Roger's on this one. We have one more.
We have one more.
All right.
We did this one.
Yeah, we did the last one first, remember?
Oh, that's right.
So that's all. Okay.
So we've got
Roger,
Roger, Nolan, Coach Landry,
and Emmett.
And Aikman.
So Landry, Aikman,
Landry and Aikman
Nolan
are the four.
And Roger.
That's right.
Three Cowboys and a Ranger?
Yep, that sounds right.
I doesn't
and that's exactly what the voters had. If you look at it, there were more Cowboys in the field to start with, and the second most were the Rangers.
Yeah.
So,
really?
Yeah, 13 Cowboys, 10 Rangers.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, remember you got 22
and
guys
those are the
on
oldest
the field.
Teams.
There's only five guys on the court.
You know, the Mavericks and the Stars are still newer teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, baseball is America's pastime.
Yeah.
NFL is the most watched sport.
I just think there were some really iconic decades in Dallas that, like, trumped other decades.
Well, if you look at this, people remember the 70s Cowboys.
But the 80s and 90s Rangers were, like, with Nolan, man, I remember going to the ballpark and watching Nolan.
They just weren't good.
I went like three or four games in a row to see his 5,000 strikeouts, and it was like, still I got it. Like, gotta come back.
I went to that game.
Their seventh no hitter was the coolest thing.
Yeah, I haven't seen a no hitter live.
No, I haven't either.
I saw the Kenny Rogers perfect game.
And the Robin Ventura headlock.
And Mike Witt. Oh, he threw
you were
against
there for
us.
The Robin Ventura headlock?
I wasn't there, but it was
also, amazing. So
I was at the 5,000 strikeout, and it was nuts.
At Yankee Stadium.
That's more rare.
Jeff
than
and I went
no-hitter.
Really?
No.
Randy Velarde, who's from Texas.
That.
Yeah. Okay, so who do we think the winner is? Between Coach – you got Coach Landry and Aikman.
I go Landry.
Yeah, I go Landry, too. You okay with that, Jeff?
Sure.
And then the other side of the draw, Roger and Nolan. Boy, those are two iconic guys.
Those are big ones.
Those are the two biggest
larger than life.
And they were big in, like when we were kids.
You can pretend like I'm not here, so really vote.
I'm going to go Roger. I mean, I wore his number in college. I mean, I was always, that's my guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who I had winning the tournament.
I think if you're from Dallas, like all of us are, well, you're from Wichita Falls. You've been here long enough. And I think Roger still holds the mantle for.
I don't have to vote for Roger. I can vote for Nolan. And the reason is because I got to watch him in person.
Sure.
I never got to watch Roger live. I remember going to the Rangers a lot and watching Nolan and being like.
I'm the oldest one here. I'm the only one who saw Roger play.
Right.
I didn't. Yeah. I didn't either. But.
So good. But I get to vote for the other guy and not win either. So.
But don't you think, I thought all along when I did this that it would come down to Coach Landry and Roger. That's who I thought it would be.
Yeah. But if you also look from the lens of, like, who is synonymous with Dallas sports over a very long period of time, those four. are there. And then if you take it, you know, the next step, okay, between Roger and Landry, I have Landry winning that just because he was there for so many decades.
The man in the hat. It's iconic. Yeah. Those NFL films, images of Coach Landry in the shadows with the hat on.
Yeah. And my dad loved Landry as his hero.
Well, there's so many people. There's a Landry school here. People named both boys and girls Landry. You know, I think Coach Landry still has a good chance to win the bracket. I mean, his funeral, remember what it was like a state funeral.
It was.
Yeah.
He had two.
Yeah.
There was a private one at Highland Park Methodist, and there was the one at the Meyerson.
I grew up going to church, and, you know, I mean, I'd always look for Coach Landry at church.
Yeah.
You know.
I think if we went across the nation, you put the top 10 NFL coaches of all time and just, you know, didn't put a name under them, and you just had to pick the names, I think everybody would probably recognize him. And probably Madden, because a lot of people wouldn't know the other ones.
What I think this is a good exercise in, this is a great sports town. We also have, I will say, a shameless plug, we have a great sports page. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, the best.
I mean, it's still a great sports page. And we got some great sports writers, you know, Blackie's on the list. I mean, you know, you got great media people covering it on radio. This is a really great sports town, and we've been fortunate to have a lot of good athletes from here. You know, many of them are not in the field. And that's okay. Like Lance Armstrong didn't make it.
He was in the field.
He lost in the play-in game to Jeremy Warner.
I thought you were going to say he lost something else.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you could put together a really good list of people who didn't make the field. Darian Hatcher and right. Jamie Benn.
Hatcher, that's a good name, yeah. Well, he was a killer.
You know, the Stars still haven't had exactly that Nolan or Roger or
Mike Madonna.
Yeah, maybe so, but I don't know that he was here as long, and younger fans don't remember him necessarily, I don't think.
I think he's pretty famous around here.
Okay, maybe so. Not like Nolan.
No.
Or Bob Lilley.
No.
I don't know. That'd be interesting to see if you had Nolan, Bob Lilley, and Mike Madonna lined up next to each other. Who would be recognized the most?
Yeah.
It could be Madonna.
I think Nolan because of the Snow Monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you pulled people in their 20s, 30s, yeah. 40s, right. 50s, 60s, and 70s, I think you'd have a very different... especially if you can't do any research. You just got to pick the names you know.
It would be high school kids thing. Vote this year. They vote Nolan high. They voted your dad high.
Okay.
The kids that really care about Dallas sports, they know the Doker. You know, they know the guys that have the name on the trophy. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, and I was glad to see. I was a little worried that, like, our Heisman guys would make it. Like, are people going to remember Davey O'Brien? Are they going to remember Sammy Baugh? And they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now there are people on here like Tamika Catchings. I think you made a good case. She's maybe the greatest women's basketball player from here. And she didn't make it, you know. But we don't have room. There's a lot more than 64 great athletes from here.
Was Cheryl Swoops from here, or she just played at Tech?
She played at Tech, but she wasn't from here.
Yeah. Okay.
And she played in...
You know what I really like about these brackets, all of them that you've done? When we were all growing up, everybody you met in Dallas was from Dallas, and today, that is not the case. Everybody seems to be from somewhere else. So what's really neat about this is that people that aren't from here that hopefully are reading the paper, they're learning some stuff about this area and the city that... they probably didn't know about before.
Yeah, I bet Jeff and I can. I mean, I really identify with which schools people went to. I mean, I can't name all of them, but I know usually I'm going to try and write a column on Big X the Plug. He's a Poteet guy.
Oh, really?
You know, he's a local guy. Big X the Plug, the rapper. I'm going to do a column on that.
I try to sit here and act like I know what's going on.
Vanilla Ice is
he's a Dallas guy. Yeah. Yeah. Robert Van Winkle.
Earl Turner. Keith Moreland also is an Earl Turner guy.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So is that what you think you're going to do next? Like this iconic names of Dallas?
I got somebody. I love it when people give me ideas. I know people want me. I've had people suggest they want me to do one side of the bracket, restaurants, and another side of it, bars. I'm playing around with that. Might be kind of a fun
way.
You could
do it with just Mexican restaurants.
You could.
Yeah, you could.
64 Mexican.
Javier's wins that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty fun. El Phoenix.
El Phoenix will make a run. Javier's Miko.
Yeah.
I used to be the head of real estate for El Phoenix.
Herreras.
Yeah. I was in-house at El Phoenix.
Were you?
It is not the best Mexican food in Dallas.
Well, Joe T's isn't the best Mexican food either. It's an institution, and it's so
good. I've got one real good idea, but I'm not sure I'll do next year. I'm working on. About just more Texas themed, but these are fun.
I like Texas themed.
I like it. I know I'm going to get a lot of feedback. How could so and so not be in the field? And like, that's why the first year I only had about 10 or 12 people help me do it. And cause it takes I had some people tell me they took 3 or 4 hours. I got some great spreadsheets from people. They tracked, are they in the Hall of Fame? Did they win an MVP award?
They put some
anguished
time,
over it. A lot of people just were like,
click.
Hey, this is my favorite. Nolan's my favorite. He's number one. Coach Landry's next. They did it. Then it got harder. Like, there were a couple of committee members that were like, look, Dale Hansen has to make the field. He broke the SMU story. It's the biggest story in sports journalism history here. Yeah, well, he didn't get enough votes.
Right.
Which voter do you like better? Do you like the one that takes their time and spreadsheets out, or do you like the one that goes with their first instincts?
There are no rules.
Yeah, I know there's no rules, but what do you prefer?
All the people who do their NCAA bracket, who when they spend all time and effort, they don't do any better.
No.
Yeah.
Like if you take Vital's bracket, one year we have a family bracket. There's 33 of us now, and when my daughter was like 7, she won.
Did you pick your favorite colors? Basically?
No. I mean, we sat at my desk. We literally sat at my desk. I filmed it because she. I would say, you know, I went to Duke, so they all picked Duke to win it every year, and Duke won it that year. But Norm was last in our bracket. I filled in Norm's bracket as an extra bracket. He was dead last, and my 7-year-old was first.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I like the people who just pick on heart.
Yeah.
Because this is not, that's what this is about.
Because that's what you're really wanting.
I want to know how people feel about, like, you know, and they told me they really love, people really love Big Techs. Yeah, you know, I mean, and they must have had real strong feelings about Mrs. Baird's Bakery, which,
that was
odd.
Where was that located?
The tennis courts are, the SMU tennis courts.
I used to live right there, and you could smell it.
I know.
You could smell it across Central.
And that's a very strong
in the memory
practice. Is when you can smell something.
There was a 7-Eleven on the corner, an old beat up 7-Eleven. And then Mrs. Baird's
beat up was behind it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's where Kroger is,
Not Kroger.
No, that's Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper was there.
Mrs. Baird's was southwest
where the
corner.
Tennis stuff is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So there's not a right reason. When you go online, it forces you to pick immediately. You have to pick the first game, and you have to keep picking. So that's just electronically how to do it. And so you just you have those hard questions. Is that like, man, I don't know. I'm an HP guy. I don't know how I'm going to vote between Scottie Scheffler and Coach Allen when I do it online.
People go online, they make their votes, and then y'all tabulate it, and that determines.
And then I'll write a column on the Sweet 16 about, like, you know, what happened, kind of keep people informed.
Yeah.
And then I'll do another one on the Final Four and the winner. So it
starts this weekend?
This show is going to come out on.
It'll come out next Thursday, the 12th. So.
And it'll run in the paper on Sunday, the 15th, and probably online on the 3rd.
Like
starting
full bracket.
It'll be on the opinion page. I'll have a full bracket. Like, you can do it by hand. The right way to do it.
Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, Jeff, thanks for coming on. I mean, I hope this was a fun exercise as a Dallas guy.
Hey, before we wrap up, what's going on with you these days? Yeah. Like, for real estate, like, we didn't even talk about what we're actually doing.
No, it's good. I started the company 8 years ago. We've put about $400 million of equity at work in multifamily, self-storage, office, retail, industrial. So we just kind of look at, you know, opportunistic deals.
Are y'all the owner-operators? Y'all LPs?
We aren't LPs. We're typically JV equity.
Okay.
So we'll partner with, you know, somebody like Robert Shaw, Columbus Realty Partners.
Sure.
So whenever
Calvary
Robert
Center.
That's right. All-American from Tennessee. So whenever he needs outside equity, he just comes to us. And we'll raise 5 to 30 of equity for each of his deals. We office next to each other. I'm an owner in his business. He's an owner in mine. I mean, we're all tied in together.
Now, are y'all Dallas, Texas centric, or
mostly
y'all all over the Sun Belt, or
mostly North Texas? Yeah, okay. We have a single family for rent business. We own about 800 homes,
okay,
and they're in Tucson, San Antonio, DFW, Orlando. Yep. So we're spread out in that business.
Yeah, awesome. I would assume you bought that as a package.
No, one by one.
Well, really?
We bought the first 600 or so one by one, and then the last 150 to 200, we've been buying, like, we'll buy 8 homes from Lennar, 10 homes from Lennar,
oh,
30
really?
Homes from Lennar.
Like new homes?
Brand new homes, yeah.
Really? Wow.
So we're actually working through, you guys I'm sure have seen the executive order and all this stuff about it, and so
yeah,
we're not as concerned as maybe some people
BlackRock.
Are.
BlackRock?
Well, people don't think it's constitutional, it's not gonna happen. But now we're actually kind of a build-to-rent partner. So we're building brand new homes and delivering those as rental homes.
Right.
So we don't think that'll impact that business because the home wouldn't exist.
You're building new ones.
It wouldn't exist without us.
Yeah. Right.
And BTR, build-to-rent, is specifically carved out of this executive order. If you're building neighborhoods,
do you get
rental
classified
homes
as BTR?
We're not BTR.
Yeah, because you're just buying individual.
Because, well, we're all single plat.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So a city would never be like, wait, you guys bought these 12,
no,
and you can't. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
It's individual homes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we like. I mean, we're not taking construction risk, and we don't have any municipality risk.
Right.
Pretty brilliant.
So what's your
though the irony is we want more people to be able to live in a home.
Yep.
Cities should be more open to having a subdivision that might be one lot.
Right.
But there's still many cities. Yeah.
I mean, the state is.
I know.
The state's trying.
It's just you got so many cities that always the answer is, you know where those homes should be?
Right.
Somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah. So what's your outlook on the market in 2026?
I think 2026 is still going to be a little quiet as far as exits go. I mean, our exits, but yeah, then hopefully 2027 we'll have.
I think we need another year of price.
But do you think activity's up this year? It is.
Definitely.
It's up. Yeah. It is until about 48 hours ago when
your deal blew up.
That and also Iran blew up.
We've had several national things without getting political or anything, but there's that people have thought would, you know, slow things down, and so far they haven't. Maybe this will be the one.
It's only been 2 days, so.
Yeah, I know, but I mean.
The eternal optimist, you're like, it's been.
I mean,
Wednesday, we're fine.
I just think real estate people are wanting to do deals.
Oh, yeah, it's also been so sluggish that there's some people who are like, I have to do a deal this year.
I got to put money to work.
Yeah. Whether the Ayatollah or the Shah is in power, I'm still going to buy this real estate deal. And
yeah, for sure.
You know.
I think that's.
Well, you guys know in the title business, you see the activity.
We see it, and it's good. I've seen more investment decks that, you know, through 2 months into the, you know, 2 months into the year than I saw all of last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are, you know, they're bullish.
We got people really wanting to do due diligence on things. They're paying us to look at things. Can we get zoning done? What about some incentives? There are some, the activity level is different and better than it was last year. And that doesn't mean those deals are going to make. And in fact, in my situation, when we kill a deal, I think that I'm just as useful to my client as when I think we can move forward. I mean, there are two good outcomes. Yes, or punt on second down.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking right before we came on, though, that like I really do think this cycle time is what's making a lot of this sluggish. Like, by the time you get the deal ready to close, we've already hit another cycle, and that deals are dropped because interest rates have changed or something's changed. And, you know, we were talking about before, you know, gosh, 25 years ago, you had a 3-page lease. You had plans that were not 75 pages. You had a couple pages of plan. Like, it's just easier to do deals.
Well, and insurance is such a problem now on all these deals, and it blows deals. I mean, nobody used to talk about that now, and now you got to have a guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's real. It's real money. I mean, nobody would thought P&C, property and casualty, would sour a deal like it has, but they're saying that's improving, so I guess
we'll
see.
It's getting better. I mean, the issue was during the downturn in 22, insurance went up, property taxes went up, and rents went down.
Yeah.
And so
and interest
and it, obviously interest rates
skyrocketed.
We've got to do something about taxes.
Everything everything went the wrong direction, and the one good thing went the wrong direction too. So you had rents down, everything else up, so your OPEX ratios got out of whack, and it's tough.
Yeah. Like right now, I've got a
rents are starting to
a
come
large
back.
Fitness tenant that we're looking all over the country for, and it's becoming like a real tangible thing when you look in different states, because you're like, well, Phoenix's nets are only $3? Like what? Like on 50,000 feet, that's a big noticeable difference versus we were looking at a project today, the new Hager Ranch there in Plano. Mm-hmm. Their projected nets are $22. I'm going, well, that's ridiculous. Like we can't on 50,000 feet, like that's our whole budget.
Right.
You know? And that's in just nets. So something's got to give, or you're not going to be able to get the rents you can. I'm sure a lot of...
Go back to gross rents.
I don't know what you do, but something.
When triple nets were $8.
Yeah. Well, I did see on the ballot today, had Proposition 1 was front load your taxes and then write it down over 6 years, which...
That was an interesting one, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that, but...
That was one of the propositions, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, I guess we'll see. Jeff, thank you for coming on.
Thanks,
it's been a lot of fun.
That was a
cool conversation on the bracket. Can't wait to see it come out. You did a great job.
You need to write down what we picked to see how close it gets to the real thing.
Oh, yeah. I'll fill
one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. We'll see how smart we are.
Not very.
Well, it's some of this is you're guessing what other people's sentiments are. I've learned that my judgment is not true. And, you know, it depends on who actually goes and votes.
Yeah.
We had a much younger group of people vote last year than the first year.
Well, we're both golfers and are like, I was very upset.
This is a golf city. The voters, you know, we'll see how far those guys go, though.
Yeah. I agree. Those old golfers, they were very interesting compared to the new golfers are interesting, but like their lives and the things they went through. Trevino's story is unbelievable. It's so cool. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate you.
This has been the Working Title Show with Zach Sams. We'll see you next time. Thank you.